Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today we end the week with Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A. So let the miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you are in the world.
And here's a second question then. We're talking situational questions, and just one more in this line today. What do you do when your kids aren't well? And that's a very broad statement, so let's break that down. These questions typically come in three ways. Either number one, you're talking about our little ones. We are really struggling with our little ones. And we'll come back to that one. I'm thinking there maybe that's a reminder that we just got to faithfully, consistently train.
Yes.
And then there comes a point there in which they're not, you know, little ones anymore. They're starting to grow up. What do you do in that, you know, that stage? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking there probably it's still talking, discipling, directing, communicating. And then what do you do when they're getting older and they're on their own? And yet things aren't well.
Right.
So let's break that down into three parts. Start with a toddler. What would you say to a family who's, you know, they got a little one, they're busy, life's crazy, they don't feel like the Bible's working, they don't feel like they're training well, it's not what they want it to be. What would you say to them?
I would say two things. I would say probably you need to take a deep breath and not remove yourself from the situation, but a lot of times we're right in the thick of it, especially as a young mama. You're right in the thick of it all the time, and you just, it's just frustrating. It's just so frustrating because you feel like you're saying no and no, please go do, or please don't do that over and over and over.
Or say that again.
Over.
Say that again. Say that correctly.
Yes. Say thank you, say please, say yes, ma'am, say no, ma'am. And so you are just always, always, always. So probably what you need to do is take some time when your children are sleeping. I would say take some time to just seek the Lord and say, okay, Lord, what is it that's going on here? We have quoted many times the verse that says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. So if you're feeling overly frustrated with your toddlers, with your little ones, preschoolers, get some time alone, pray, ask the Lord for wisdom. Ask the Lord that if you're just being overly sensitive to things, because sometimes as a mom, you're overly tired, you're overly worked, you don't get to eat, you know, on time all the time. When was the last time you had a really good hot cup of tea or hot cup of coffee that you didn't have to keep microwaving? You know, all of those things can be very frustrating. So ask the Lord, if you're just being overly frustrated, overly irritated, ask the Lord to calm your spirit, to help you walk with him so that you have love and joy and peace. And then ask the Lord to just pinpoint the things that seriously are the issue. I said, I think sometimes Christian parents, we have such an ideal for what we want our children to be. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting children who are polite and mannerly and to obey on time. But simplify. What are the things that you really, really are looking for? You want them to, yes, obey. And yes, you want them to have respect. So just simplify those things down and then try to be consistent.
Those are pretty simple. And, you know, just thinking that through just a little bit there, just believe what the Bible says. The Bible says that we're to train.
Yes.
And so you just train up a child in the way he should go, know what's right, and train the child over and over again. Your goal in those early years is just to get them there.
Right.
And there's no way around it. It just takes time.
Yes.
And so give it all the time and be faithful in it and consistent and don't be discouraged in the midst of all the time you're giving to it.
Right.
Well, what'd you say if they're in the middle there? And this is not a toddler. This is not the busy stage in that sense anymore. Mm. You know, they can take care of themselves, bathe themselves. They can feed themselves. They're getting older. They, you know, take responsibility. And yet parents often feel like things aren't well. Maybe it's because of the internet. Maybe it's because of entertainment. Maybe it's because of a busy schedule. Mm-hmm. Maybe just because of attitudes. So what would you say there?
Right. Sometimes you all of a sudden become aware of an attitude in a child or some disrespect that's going on or maybe some disobedience. experience in a child of upper elementary, maybe junior high school age, and you think, wow, how long has this been going on? we've been right. a little bit busy. And so then you just have to evaluate. And it could be that your schedule is just way too busy and your child just cannot keep up with that. And, you know, we put a lot on our kids. We do. If they're in school all day long and then they have practices, they have ball games, they have music practice, church involvement, ministry involvement, there's just a lot for kids to do. And we think, oh, they're young, they're healthy, they can do it. I'm doing it. Why can't they do it? You know, and we're grumpy in the midst of it. And then we wonder why our kids are grumpy in the midst of it. So just evaluate. Maybe
not,
you're just being
us,
a little
bit. Not
us,
of course, you mean others.
Oh, mean, right. Right. Yeah,
not
right.
us.
No, we would never be weary and well-doing or grumpy. But anyway, just evaluate that. It could be that your child is facing something at school that you don't know anything about. And maybe you just need to have a conversation with them. It could be that your child feels like you're on them all the time. You know, there are some parents, and I will raise my hand here and say, we're always that eagle eye looking for, oh, don't do that. You got a what grade? Didn't you study for that? You know, things like that. And maybe we need to take a step back and start praising them for all the things that they are doing well, because it is amazing how when you give a child a positive environment, they rise to the challenge.
Yeah, and that's very good. That's incredible wisdom, actually. And I would just add one more. If it is an issue, sometimes one of the hardest things as our kids start getting older is there's issues that just need to be corrected or they need to be changed.
Right.
And that can be really difficult because that just takes time and it's a bother and you know, the kid's not going to like it. And so it's going to take some fussing and it's going to take some issues. But if there's an issue that's causing a problem in your family and it needs to be changed or corrected or improved or dealt with, it won't happen overnight, and that's just hard. So a lot of times we want to step away from the difficult,
right.
But you cannot step away from the difficult and be a parent.
Well, and we also want it to change overnight. And yeah. as our kids are getting older, their behavior does not change overnight. It does take some discipleship of their heart to get them to see the right direction and want to go in that right direction.
And that results from prayer, that results from love, that results from talking, that results from friendship.
Yes.
There's a lot involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk briefly about older children.
Mm.
And as your kids are getting older and you say, well, things just aren't well or really struggling, what advice would you give there?
Well, first of all, I would say my heart really goes out to you because there isn't much more painful than watching a child who was raised in a Christian home, who knows what is the right way to go, and they are older and making decisions that are against the word of God. My heart does go out to you and I feel for you. And I would say, first of all, your first line of, I wouldn't say a line of defense, I would say a line of love to that child is just to pray. Get on your knees and pray for that child consistently. Every day, every time they come to mind, just lift them up in prayer, because God can work on their hearts even more than you can as a parent, especially if they're grown, if they're out of your house. God can just do miraculous things in their heart, and He can send people their way just throughout their day to remind them of things in His Word, to remind them of His love, to remind them of His goodness. So I would say pray, pray, pray.
That's a huge one. Never, ever underestimate the power of prayer.
Right.
When it comes to your children. And, you know, going beyond that, there's all kinds of different scenarios. It may be your children are older. And I've taught this often in our conferences and things. We love, we pray, we talk.
Yes.
And those are always three options that we have. And we love just because Jesus loved, because mm-hmm. God loved. And you can disagree with a kid and still love him, your son or daughter. And you can make that clear. You can be honest. You can say, I disagree with that, but
right.
I love you and always will.
Yes.
You know, you can, and then you can talk. And often we end up having to talk in the realm that is safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes when our kids are disappointed, we always talk about the issue that disappoints, the issue where everybody knows, you know, we talk
right.
about,
mm-hmm.
And we don't ignore the elephant in the room, but sometimes hammering the elephant in the room is no help either.
Right.
And so we talk where it's safe, where it's normal, the things where we do agree, the things where we can you know, we can't have fellowship, we can't have friendship. And so Bethany's right about that. You pray, you talk, you love. There's sometimes it's just never ending. Parenting never ends.
It doesn't.
And so be encouraged by that. Number one, just remember too, you're not alone. You are not alone. And don't ever think that, wow, you know, nobody else is going through this. The devil wants us to think that way. The enemy wants us to think that we're the only one.
Right.
And the enemy wants us to think, you know, nobody else knows what I'm feeling. Nobody else knows the pressure I'm under. Well, that's just silly, because the enemy's wrong there.
Right.
And there's a ton of people that have faced everything you and I face, and they survived it. Yes. And if you ask for wisdom, you might find out, you know, there's wisdom both positive, on the positive side and the negative side. Someone would say, you know, this is what we did and it failed and I shouldn't have done it that way and I didn't handle that well. And if I had it to do over, this is what I would have done. Well, learn wisdom from that.
Right.
And then there's other people that you can learn that'll give you positive wisdom, and they'll say, you know, here's how we handle it. Here's what we did and it worked. And then you take the positive and the negative view of wisdom there and you apply it to your situation, because your child is unique.
Yes.
And designed in the image of God, with feelings and emotions and, you know, decision making abilities and all of that, and a sin nature that they inherited obviously from you. And yes. we just have to stay focused and keep talking and keep thinking and keep working through these.
Yes.
And never give up. You never, ever give up. There's always hope. The God of heaven loves your children more than you do. And the God of heaven wants to use you in their life.
Right.
And so believe that. That's absolutely true. So those are situational questions. Can you think of any other situational questions that have come lately that, you know, you'd think be worth sharing with our audience? Anything at all?
I can't think of anything. I was going to add to, especially if your older children are not doing well, you know, we hear parents will say things like, well, yeah, my older kids, they're not doing well. And it seems like every time we get together, we just get into it and we butt heads and things aren't going well. And so they don't really want to come over. And here's the thing. If your child is not walking with God, you're not going to see eye to eye if you are walking with God. So don't let them, when they come over, when you get together, family get-togethers, whatever, a meal together, don't allow them to push your buttons. Ask the Lord before they come over just to give you peace and rest of heart and mind. And when they bring up stuff that is, you know, maybe a little hot button issue, just stay really calm instead of flying off the handle and picking up your Bible and beating them over the head with it and saying, you know what the Word of God says about that. Just sit there and say, oh yeah, okay. Well, why do you think that? How did you come to that conclusion? Or, so what were you reading that brought you to that conclusion? Or what were you listening to? Or maybe even just change the subject, just lovingly say, hey, look, you know, we're not going to see eye to eye on that. So let's just talk about something else. That way we can have a nice meal together.
Yeah. I think that's in both of those are very valid and worth saying twice. You just ask questions and have a calm, quiet conversation about the differences.
Right.
And if that's not possible because of the intensity of the feelings, if that's not possible, sometimes it is not possible to have a calm conversation, then it's probably best to avoid it.
Right.
And the way to avoid it is to be honest and just say so. Say, you know what, we obviously disagree on that, and I think we know where each other stands on that. So let's not ruin this particular get-together, this particular meal. Let's talk about something else. Would that be okay? And typically, you know, if you're getting together for, you know, a fellowship or a conversation or a meal or a family event, then that should take care of it.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then you may have to, for some time, limit yourself to your interactions.
Right.
And it's amazing how far some people will go for their opinions, and especially in the culture we live in. We are an angry culture.
Yes.
And because of that, we are bombarded all the time on the internet, on social media, Instagram, TikTok, the whole situation there. We are bombarded with this feeling as if, no, we not only have to feel it, we have to share what we feel and we have to defend what we feel.
Right. And we want you to feel what we feel. And if you don't, you're wrong.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it causes massive issues in marriages. It causes massive issues in families. It never stops.
Yes.
Because we can literally argue up one side and down the other. And there's all sides of the emotions and the feelings, and it's okay to disagree. It's okay to be kind in disagreement. We somehow have forgotten that we're still to be kind to one another.
Right.
We're still to edify. We're to share grace with each other. We are not to have corrupt communication proceeding out of our mouth. We're not to receive one another for arguing purposes, those disputations.
Right.
And if we simply apply the Bible in those situations, that really help us.
Well, this is Michael Barnett. Did you get some good surprise nuggets of wisdom today? I know I always do when listening to the Youngs. Well, next time, Dave and Bethley will be starting a brand new series entitled Conversations About the Loss of a Child. Hey, maybe you know someone who might have lost a child. I know a couple who did recently, and I've shared this series with them. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.